Well, hello, this is Robert Henderson, and it's such a joy to get to come to you. Many of you watching this from Germany. I've done several different teaching videos there. I was asked to do one more concerning the principle of first fruits. In Ezekiel 22:30, the Bible clearly says that when we bring our first fruits and honor the apostolic with it, that it causes a blessing to rest on our house. In other words, and I shared this in some of the other teachings, that first fruits does something that nothing else will do. It causes something to happen. You can't pray it into being. You can't wish it into being. You can't fast it into being. Only operating in the first fruits principle can cause a blessing to rest on your house. In other words, something that comes and stays on you and your generational lines. That God will bless your house. He will cause it to prosper. Now, in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 9 and 10, the Bible says that when we honor the Lord with the first fruits of all of our increase. Now, remember, that's not the tithe. That's something before the harvest, if you will. The first fruits is what comes in before the harvest. We take a faith portion of it and we sow it in obedience to the Lord. The tithe is what is after the harvest. So when we bring the increase of our first fruits, it will cause a blessing, it says. There in Proverbs 3, 9 through 10, it says it will cause literally our barns to be filled with plenty and our vats to overflow with new wine. Now to the Israelites, that meant prosperity. That meant great prosperity was going to come because they had honored the Lord with the very first and the very best. Now in Exodus chapter 22 and verse 29, here's what he says concerning the first fruits principle. You shall not delay to offer the first of your ripe produce and your juices. The firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. Likewise, you shall do with your oxen and your sheep. It shall be with its mother 7th day, and on the 8th day you will give it to me. So notice, God says, don't delay. Don't delay. So one of the first principles to operating in first fruits is to make your commitment to the Lord out of your heart and say, this is what I'm going to do. But then as quickly as you can fulfill it, as quickly as you can bring it in, then you do that. Now, there's a lot of different groups that operate in first fruits different ways. But I want you to hear this. In the Old Testament, there may have been certain measurements that were used. But we understand that God takes principles in His Word. And in the New Testament, through the Holy Spirit, shows us how to operate in them. So this is what I tell people, and the way we do it. We say, Lord, what would you have me sow? And we listen. Me and my wife have operated in first fruits for years and years and years now. And we listen to the Lord, and we hear what He would tell us to do when it comes time for first fruits. And whatever we feel like He's saying to us to do, that's what we'll do. And I tell people this, you'll know it's the Lord. Because listen to this, you'll know it's the Lord because your spirit will be excited, but your flesh will cringe. Listen, your flesh will not want to do what God will tell you to do, because usually God will push you into a realm of faith or into a place of sacrifice, that He will ask me to do something that will make me uncomfortable. For instance, Abraham offered Isaac as his first fruits offering. Remember, God said to Abraham, take the one you love. God will ask you for what you love. He said, take the one you love, go up to Mount Moriah and offer him. And as Abraham and Isaac are journeying to where Isaac will be offered, Isaac is asking Abraham, well, where is the offering going to come from? Here's the wood, here's the fire, but where's the offering? And someone once said wisely, you need to know your offering will talk to you. Your offering will speak to you. It will question you. I promise you, whatever God tells you to do, that offering will question you and wonder, have you lost your mind? Why are you doing this? Why? Because listen to me, first fruits will always require you to step into a realm of faith. So this is what I would say. You should sow your first fruits into the apostolic that you're connected to, but you should also say, Lord, what is it you want me to do? And whatever He says to you, you should do it. Just like in John chapter 2, where Jesus said to the servants, fill the water pots up full and bear them out. His mother had said to them, whatever He says to you, do it. And I just want to pray for you, because whatever God says to you, I want you to do it. Because I promise you, within the first fruits principle is the power to unlock a new dimension of life and living. Let me just say this to you. I don't normally say this, but in Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, it says God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was void and without form. Now watch what it says. That word beginning is actually the Hebrew word for first fruits. And so God literally says first fruits creates new cycles. See, you may feel like you're stuck in an old cycle. You need to know when you step into first fruits and you honor God with the first and the best, and you do whatever He tells you to do, and you sow it into the apostolic you're connected to. When you do that, you are creating a new cycle. Because when God said in the beginning, what happened? A new cycle was created. The earth was void and without form, and a new cycle was created where that which had been barren all of a sudden became fruitful. So I release you into the new cycle of the Lord, even as you step into the first fruits principle and see God's will done in the earth. So, Father, bless your people and increase them on the left hand and on the right. And I even see that scripture, Proverbs 3, 9 through 10. I see that, guys. I see it, that your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. So I bless them with this, based on the principle of your word. In Jesus' name, Lord, bless you.